The folk-based singer-songwriter is not often rock critic Ken Tucker's favorite genre, but he's found a performer he likes that fits this description, Slade Cleaves, whose new album is produced by Gerf Morlix, who also produced Lucinda Williams, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and Alejandro Escovedo. As it happens, Morlix has his own debut CD just out. Ken reviews them both.
Sherry had a pawn shop bound of gold, a sink full of dishes and a love grown cold. Long came a boy, pretty as the devil. She took his hand, the whole thing unraveled. There's no turning round, it's broke down.
That's Broke Down, the title song from Slade Cleaves' new CD. Cleaves has a warm, reedy voice, and on different songs, he can remind you of James Taylor or Loudon Wainwright or Tom Paxton. There's nothing revolutionary or groundbreaking about Slade Cleaves' music. It's just awfully well-played and well-crafted. Even when he's being downbeat on a song like One Good Year, Cleaves makes you feel good about his misery.
It's a New Year's Day, just like the day before. Same old skies of gray, same empty bottles on the floor. Another year gone by, and I'm thinking once again, how can I take this losing hand and somehow win? Just give me one good year.
There's no doubt that one reason Slade Cleaves' CD is as compelling as it is due to the production work by Gerf Morlix. Morlix often provides a strong spine to a song, keeping the melody upright and prominent, and adding extra musical muscle to Cleaves' acoustic guitar. Morlix has proved he knows how to offer subtle, unostentatious support to records like Lucinda Williams' Sweet Old World and Buddy Miller's Your Love and Other Lies, and he does the same thing on his own CD, which is called Toad of Titicaca.
Such an easy game to play. I made some mistakes, I learned my lesson, and I blunder on. I blunder on.
Throughout Morlix's album, he portrays himself as a genial screw-up who, as he says there, keeps blundering on. Like a lot of producers-turned-performers, he doesn't have a great singing voice, but what he has is more than enough to put across his tales of broken-hearted woe. And it's a perfectly good voice with which to deliver a good deadpan joke like this song called Dan Blocker. Yep, the big man who used to star in the 60s TV show Bonanza. I'll bet somewhere in heaven Michael Landon is jealous. Neither Slade Cleaves nor Gerf Morlix, certainly two of the most interesting names I've had to pronounce in one review that I can recall, is destined for great stardom. But who cares, except maybe them. Their small, carefully delineated charms are modest pleasures that are all the more valuable in the often overblown, excessively ambitious musical worlds they travel in. Far from blundering on, they're proceeding with unusual grace.
Ken Tucker as critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced by Phyllis Myers, Amy Sallet, and Naomi Person, with Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Patty Leswing, and Megan Howell. Research assistance from Helen Wong. I'm Terry Gross.